They opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Especially for the young people here, right at the beginning of the offertory, when I take the veil, the chalice veil, off of the altar, pay attention to what's underneath. It is the chalice, but a year ago we took up an old gold broken jewelry collection and a chalice that was so worn, the gold had been worn right off. It looked silver. Now you're going to see the real color of gold. Gold is an amazing thing because gold, unlike iron, which is very strong, gold doesn't rust. It can sit in salt water for thousands of years and nothing happens to it. Unless, of course, barnacles start growing to it. But the metal itself doesn't change. It's an amazing thing. It can be used. It's malleable, which means it can be shaped into different things. It's also ductile, so it can be drawn into a very thin wire. And in fact, this is some gold thread, which would be mainly a very thin piece of regular thread, and they wrap a little gold around it, and it makes it sparkle. Gold can also be pounded very, very thin. In fact, the chalice is between 2 and 3 molecules thick of gold. That's it. And gold leaf is very thin as well, because it just has that property of being able to be squeezed. It was basically designed by God for ornamentation. It was. I mean, that's all there's to it. Or an angel. I do believe that God allowed the angels to pick certain things. I'd like to know the angel who said, gold, that's it. And, you know, it is a substance that is very rare. It's 0.0000005% of the material in the Earth's crust. So it's not around very much. It's a rare earth metal, and it's been viewed as precious by people of every class. But it has been in particularly sought after by kings. And so it was a very appropriate gift for, by tradition, I believe it's Melchior, giving the gift of gold to a king. In fact, in the Iberian Peninsula, Spain and Portugal have the tradition of the quinto real, the one-fifth, the royal one-fifth. And that is something that meant, you know, gold belongs to a king. It's needed for not only the show of ostentatious beauty and luster, but it's also meant to pay for armies, to pay for the expenses of the monarchy. 500 years ago, in, I don't know the exact date, 1520 or 1521, Hernan Cortes left Cuba. At that point, Spain had controlled all of Cuba, but they hadn't gone anywhere else, really, except for a couple of the islands. And he's a famous conquistador. He landed, I believe, on the west coast of the Yucatan, on what was supposed to be kind of a tour of discovery and starting trade. That's actually how it started. At some point, Montezuma heard that this roving band of conquistadors was around, and he sent out an emissary with a gift of a certain amount of gold flakes. Yeah. And Hernan Cortes was interested. But the request was made by the emissary, I don't want to meet you, Montezuma. I really don't want to meet you. We don't want to really deal with you. The Aztecs is like, no, go away and take this as your parting gift. And Hernan Cortes ordered one of the soldiers, just making a long story short, to take one of his helmets. If you know what their helmets are, they're big bowls. And he gave it back to the emissary and said, fill that and I'll let you know what my decision is. And it came back filled with gold dust. And one of his lieutenants who wrote the best history of the conquest of New Spain, Bernal Diaz, He said that was the moment Cortez was overtaken with a gold lust. And that is what Cortez made his decision. This is no longer just me doing some simple trading. And he made his way to Tenochtitlan. And again, we all know the story, but Montezuma was captured and was traded for his weight in gold. He died, unlikely because of bad treatment. And when the Spanish were leaving, Tenochtitlan was built in the middle of a big lake current on Mexico City. And as they were leading, or they were trying to leave, retreat, many of the soldiers were so weighted down by gold that they sank into the muddy, murky waters of that huge lake and drowned. And Bernal Diaz is the one that gave us that knowledge. Like, this really did happen. People chose between their desire, their lust for gold, and their very lives. Brothers and sisters, gold is meant by God to be a great gift of beauty, to be something that is precious. We give it to Christ the King. But it's also a lesson for us. How do we use not so much gold? There are beautiful uses for it, by the way. I think the most meaningful one are the gold wedding rings. Because again, the idea of we want this pure, beautiful love to not tarnish. I think that's an amazing tradition. Whoever came up with it, God bless them and keep them. But what did the Holy Family do with that gold? You can almost imagine, just like in the movies, as the treasure chest is opened, if there was any light, that gold would have reflected in a little bit of that gold yellow look on Mary and Joseph's face. I highly doubt they had the same look on their face as Hernan Cortez. They were probably shocked and at that time did not know what to do with it. But by tradition, what did they do with it? We know that at least 40 days after, because Jesus was presented at the temple 40 days after his birth, the presentation, at some point after that, Herod was seeking out the child. And in his desire to protect his wealth and his power, you might say his gold, he was willing to kill every baby boy in Bethlehem and in the area around Bethlehem under the age of 2 to make sure that this baby was done away with, this competing king. They went off to Egypt, the Holy Family, and by tradition that gold was used for their food, their travel expenses, any new clothing they would have needed, and their upkeep. Also by a tradition from the Coptics, they were in Egypt 3 years and 11 months. Even though there was a Jewish diaspora there, it would have been difficult for Joseph to find work in a place where they mainly work with stone. And he probably needed every bit of that gold, not only for the 600-mile journey there and then the 600-mile journey back, but those entire almost 4 years. That gold was used for what? The protection of the Holy Family. That was used for the protection of the central mystery of our faith. Isn't that beautiful? That which is so often coveted for reasons that sometimes can't fully be explained, but usually power or some kind of lording, hoarding lust, was instead used to protect that which was much more precious, the very gift of the incarnation and his parents. Brothers and sisters, I think that's an important lesson for us. Of course, gold signifies the gifts God has given to us in regards to our money. How do we use our money? It can be a beautiful use. It can be something that adds luster, in a sense. It can be something that adds true beauty, not just in appearance like ornamentation. Again, some things are very significant and worthy. Again, beautiful jewelry that is significant, gentlemen, anniversaries. Ladies, you can thank me later. But there are beautiful reasons for it to signify our love. But I'm going to say the highest thing is, honestly, do we use our money to glorify God and His plan, especially His plan for family and marriage? Yes, as Jesus said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Some of our gold's going to go to the government. That's just life. Give unto God what is God's. Yes, we have tithing as a tradition in the biblical world and for Catholics as well. We give to charity and to church. We give to those who are poor that we know and those we don't know, family and those who are not family, strangers. But I'd like to impress upon all of us, how are we using our gold to beautify, to protect, to support our marriages and families? One of the great things that a younger generation is doing, usually the younger Gen Xers and everybody else younger, is they are spending money on what? Experiences, if you've heard that. They're like, oh, okay, what are we going to do? Okay, we don't want to just put the money away and have $1 million there in my when I die. What am I going to do? And they have started, and we got to, God bless the younger generations, two big movements. More of a slow food movement, including craft, you know, brewery and things like that. And this idea of spending money on experiences. And you know what? These things can be Christianized. Can you imagine refocusing your efforts to say, how is our family learning together? You know, taking a trip that is more of a pilgrimage. God intended families in the Old Testament to take trips, but they were all pilgrimages. They were all for the sake of growing in the knowledge of God's miraculous workings and remembering what He had done in the past. So their trips to Jerusalem, for example. We can do things like that. Truly make experiences that are educational, enriching. God bless all the families that sacrifice for the Catholic education of their children. That is a very good and worthy thing. But even the experiences as a whole family, I'd like to impress upon you that. You know, that does mean, you know, there are many places. It does mean doing research. The Grasshopper Chapel up in St. Cloud area, Stearns County. Again, little things that we can do. Holy Hill in Wisconsin. Of course, we have Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine. The tradition of going to parishes that are celebrating their patronal feast and then obtaining an indulgence. Anyone that was here last week, today is your last day to get an indulgence. You have to go to confession a week before or a week after. All of a sudden, the line's going to get a little bit longer. But again, what experiences are even the food thing? Making sure to take the time to have a family dinner, to really spend the time and the money for something like that, which means what do we not spend money on? We don't have to spend money on everything everybody else is, the material things, the trinkets, the up north things that everybody else has, the newest play mobiles, you might say. We don't need to have every bit of technology. And we might also need to spend a little money on things that protect our children. The blocking type of software to make sure that things are not, that they are not looking at, that they should not look at. The scourge of pornography. Again, this gift of gold is something that is meant to signify beauty, malleability, changing it into something even more beautiful. And by our reflection, our thoughts and prayers, the money that God has allowed us to make can be used to not only glorify God, but to use it the way the gifts of the wise men were used, to upbuild, to protect, to support a holy family.